I was in the first week of junior high when the planes hit. By lunch, all my table mates were sudden experts in Middle Eastern affairs, saying, "They're jealous of our freedom. Bomb them all." 9 days later, the battle lines were drawn. "You're either with us or against us." A country I had never felt at home in commanded I close ranks. I grew up right over the bridge from Philly, in a town so small and white middle-class Christian that most years, being the Jew, made me the diversity. There were constant reminders I didn't belong. The weird looks at the matzah in my lunchbox, that one time a young music teacher tried to lead dreidel, 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 and the other kids booed. The only time other Jews were mentioned in class were as stories of withered bodies being carted. Even four generations away from having escaped Russian pogroms, I, the Jew, was a visitor. Welcomed. Enough. For now. And now, to be American, my country was telling me, meant to bomb the people who hurt us. To be American meant punching first. No, I found myself saying. No. Within 3 weeks, I refused to pledge allegiance to the flag, standing with my hands at my side. I stayed strong the entire year. Whenever my homeroom teacher would command me to stand, I would remind her of that free speech they teach us about. Once in a while, you get shown the light in the strangest of places. For me, my fellow Americans, that wonderfully strange place was punk rock. I became obsessed with punk, seeking whatever I could find on the early internet, combing through the bins at UCD stores, using my babysitting money to buy disc after disc, albums by other people who didn't fit in, that believed a better future was possible. 2 years after the Towers, I found the song I needed. I pledge allegiance to the world. Nothing more, nothing less than my humanity. Till the last line breaks, none of us are free. I had found the words I was looking for. In seventh grade, I saw my country build walls. To the best of my ability, I refused to stand for it. 2 years later, I found out I wasn't alone. Through protest writing, through works that refuse to settle for an America that is just good enough, through being a writer amongst other writers, I started to feel American. I too could sing America, the America we've all been writing, this one that has always existed in the future tense and may still yet come. To this America, I pledge allegiance. My name is Jason H.S. Nadelbaum, and this is A Story About the Time I Felt American.